It looks like almost every day.
Yeah, makes me. I really don't know what to think about this yet. Because, which is
how are you doing?
but they don't
Hi,
know.
Jeff.
I would say
Jeff, what
that
about here anyway?
there, maybe, I don't know. Okay.
I'm Brian.
But I can read that off.
Yeah, I think you really want to sit your desk and then you recognize
oh, okay.
As a very tough season breaks for me. And then your problem. Very interesting.
You're
very
interesting.
Good morning, everyone.
I'll bring you some of that.
I'm sorry, I have a new computer and I can't get audio on it, so I'm on my old computer. So,
love technology. Really.
How's things where it's more tropical, more summer, more like it should be, Joanne?
Well, it's not as it should be. It's stormy and rainy, and you can barely see the horizon.
The end's been pretty crazy for a few weeks.
I'm sorry for that, but I'll bet it's not 22 degrees.
That's true. It is 81.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Have you been moving
there? Oh, hey, it's 37 in Boise, Jeff.
You know what? And I'll bet no snow.
That's right. It's raining outside right now.
Yeah. We've got about, oh, 2 or 3 inches of really wet snow. I don't know what we got up in the mountains. I hope it's significant. We need it.
Hey, Jeff, I drove up this morning and I drove through snow from Wendell on. Luckily, it wasn't sticking on the roads. It's coming your way.
You just see what
I hope.
Okay.
I hope it's coming. Actually, the mountains in southwest Idaho are just getting hammered by this round. So
So it is a Fairfield area.
Yeah, the Wood River, yeah.
It was snowing hard around that home there.
He had he jumped into the special meeting.
We're not even in that one yet, are we?
According to Rob Van Kirk, we got about 1.3 inches of precip in the mountains.
Well, it's better than we were yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Joanne, you have a quorum and you have about one more minute.
Okay.
So now you have all your committee members.
Excellent. We're going to need them all.
Good job. Is it doing it to you as well? That's right.
Okay, I show it's time.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I don't have the agenda in front of me, but we'll call the Finance Committee meeting to order. It's meeting number, can you help me out with that?
It's meeting 8-24.
8-24, it's 8 a.m. Pacific, 9 Mountain. And we're at the Water Center and on Zoom and on YouTube. Attendance, Jennifer, are you going to take care of the attendance?
Yep.
Yes, Jennifer will record attendance, and you have all your committee members present and accounted for.
Excellent. Okay, so the first item on the agenda is the soft conversion or the conversion grant.
Yes, groundwater surface water conversion grant evaluations, and Neely Miller will talk about that item.
Thank you, Mr. Patton. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. This is an update on the groundwater to surface water conversion grant. You'll be asked to make a recommendation to the full board at the end of this agenda item. Just a little bit of background. As you'll recall, back on July 1, the board adopted a resolution modifying the spending plan for the water management account. This spending plan modification included a $20 million for a groundwater to surface water conversion grants project grant program. And then on July 26th, the board adopted another resolution adopting criteria for the award of grants. The board set an application deadline of October 4th, 2024. And as of October 4th, 2024, the board received 13 grant applications requesting approximately $23 million in funding. Just a highlight of the criteria is listed here. I'm not going to go into it in depth, but it talks about eligible projects, eligible entities, eligible geographic area, and then the grant award limit set $5 million per application. And just some couple comments here is that the applicants must agree to cease pumping the portion of groundwater related to the project and that the delivered conversion water will be used on lands with an existing groundwater right tied to this project. These applications were also were scored based upon a point criteria that looked at project benefits and effectiveness as well as proposal clarity. So staff has evaluated, scored, and ranked the applications according to the criteria adopted by the board, and staff recommends the board approve grant awards as specified in attachment A to the draft resolution. I want to highlight here, there was a bit of a typo in the attachment A to the resolution. So I'm going to pull up a corrected version of that. There we go. There was a couple there listed in green that for funds awarded that were listed as zeros. You may see it if you're looking at the materials that were sent out or posted. This is corrected there. It's those Bingham Groundwater District ones. So what you're looking at here is a recommendation from staff for funding awards. This lists the 13 projects. The American Falls Groundwater District, Aberdeen American Falls, Bingham Groundwater District projects, Bonneville Jefferson Groundwater District projects. There's a City of Mountain Home project, Magic Valley Groundwater District projects. There's a Raft River project and a Snake River Valley Irrigation District project. Total request is, again, was over $23 million. Based upon the evaluation, staff is recommending the award of roughly a little over $13 million. There's two here listed in orange, the City of Mountain Home and Raft River, that staff had concerns about, and also there was some concerns from board members in discussing those. So at least for the recommendation here, staff is not recommending those for funding, but I think you guys want to deliberate that, and whatever your decision is, we'll get recommended to the full board at the meeting later today. I would say the City of Mountain Home, one of the reasons that was not recommended for funding. One is cities technically are not eligible for the grant. The other concern was that technically it was groundwater. It was a groundwater conversion. The source of the water was groundwater. And I know several board members had concerns that the purpose of this was a groundwater to surface water conversion grant. So that was the secondary concern. The Raft River, I think that was more of an issue of the board's invested significant amounts of money in this project already. I think the board has provided $7 million in a regional water sustainability funding, which is essentially a grant. The board has also authorized, I believe, $14 million in loans for this project. I would say, at least from their application, looks like they have about $28 million in NRCS funding as well pending for this project. And the total cost is $54 million. So those are the sort of the reasons staff is not recommending those two for funding. And with that, I would stand for any questions about this ranking or the draft resolution that has been prepared for the board meeting later today.
Okay. Is there any questions or comments from the committee members regarding this these grant applications?
Joanne, this is Jeff. I think I want to compliment staff. I think they've done a good job of going through these and ranking them I agree with staff's recommendation that we fund the green lines and we do not fund the yellow lines.
Okay. Hattie Zobalt contacted me and wanted to speak to the Raft River one. Is she online? I'm not seeing her.
Yes.
Yes, she is there.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, first of all, I just want to say this is a very exciting funding opportunity that I think is essential for our state. So thank you for supporting these important projects. And I think all the projects that are recommended for funding are excellent projects. I thought it might be beneficial for the committee to hear an update. So the Raft River Irrigation District is leading the project forward for the Raft River Watershed Conversion Project. And they have decided to move forward with design in an effort to prepare the project for construction sooner, which would put it ahead of schedule a year. And then the Watershed Plan EA has been the big hangup on the project, and the National Watershed Management Center provided comments, and it should be going to public comment this spring in February, which puts it on schedule for a decision in June. So they're very excited to move forward, and that has been the major delay in that project. As far as the funding and why the Raft River Irrigation District pursued additional funding from the Water Resources Board, the project is an expensive project, and the funding with the NRCS is a phased funding. And so the timeline for funding may not match up with the construction schedule that they need. And so the Raft River Irrigation District would like to move forward with construction as quickly as possible with the available funding on the schedule that they need. And so the reason why they pursued this additional funding from the board is in order to increase the construction pace of the project. And in order to do that, they may end up phasing the project in order to get it constructed in portion before the full project is implemented to provide benefits to the Raft River aquifer and the essential agriculture that's occurring in the Raft River Basin. So I thought that that might be beneficial for the board. Hopefully we'll get to see this opportunity provided again next year. And just want to again thank the board for this funding mechanism, because I think this is essential to helping Idaho stabilize groundwater levels.
Great. Thank you for your kind comments. I agree. This is a worthwhile program, and I do believe we plan to have another funding opportunity. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to accept the grants that have been suggested for a funding award. A recommendation to the full board.
Madam Chairman, this is Mark. I still move to accept the grant application on the chart outlined in green.
Okay, is there a second?
It's Jeff, I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and second that we make as a recommendation to the full board the grant applications highlighted in green. All in favor? Oh, we don't do a voice vote in the committee, do we?
You can do a voice vote for this in the committee, Madam Chair.
Okay, let's do a voice vote in the committee then. Jennifer, do you want to call the name?
Just all in favor.
I'm sorry. Yes, of course. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, looks like it carried.
Madam Chair, Brian Olmsted had a question, if you'd entertain it.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Brian.
Yes, Madam Chair, Neely. So I agree with the vote. I think these are important projects. And I just had a point of clarification on the two that mine show no funding, and then those were funded in the revised one. So what was the change?
It was the amount was, well, so it was for two of them, the SNL Murdoch in Bingham Groundwater District and the VNL Cornlison in Bingham Groundwater District for about $150,000.
And those were supported by the district, though?
Yes. That was just a typo in the sheet that I updated.
Only other question, why did the Magic Valley one rank only a two? The large conversion on Magic Valley.
That was the ranking, so it was the second highest ranking.
Oh, second project. Highest, okay. So
they did rank very well.
I was backwards, sorry.
Okay, what might be helpful in the full board meeting is if there, well, I guess it's, that's not gonna happen. Never mind. It would be nice for me to know whether or not they're in the upper valley or the lower valley, the middle valley. Where are they in the aquifer?
I can include that in my presentation at the board meeting.
Okay. All right, next item on the agenda.
The next item is a discussion of the secondary aquifer fund budget and expenses. And Wesley will speak to that.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. As I turn my video on so you can actually see me, not that you really want to, but so as you know, the secondary fund budget, the board every year comes up with a budget for this fund and as kind of a guide of what they're looking at to allocate the funds for. One of the things that staff has been looking at and also other board members is, wow, we're seeing prices kind of go up a lot. How does this look for the fund in the long term? And so staff took a look at that. And so the graph that you see, I did my best to kind of summarize in the memo what's in this graph, but just kind of want to go through it here. So at the start, from 2020 to 2024, these are the actual expenditures. And the categories you're looking at, blue is cloud seeding on the bottom. Then you have the recharge program. And then you have groundwater monitoring, modeling, and other. And so to kind of go through these one at a time sort of thing, pretty much everyone's recognized how cloud seeding has increased. So what you're seeing in the actual expenditures, that covers operations, that covers expenses for modeling work that was done, analysis. We did a statewide analysis. We looked at the LMHI. We've looked at the BEAR. So all the costs that you see here, as far as in these first five fiscal years, you know, is reflected there. In the green with recharge, again, this covers everything for the program, all operation expenses, conveyance fees, and expenses on capital cost. Now, especially looking at expenditures, you'll notice these vary greatly from year to year. When it comes to capital costs, I really prefer looking at when the money was allocated, because some projects happened quickly, some took a lot longer and can really group up in a certain year, even though technically that was kind of spread out over time. But you can see the kind of the wild variation of those. Now, in this top one, that covers a lot of different things. That supports it. It's your support of the hydrology section and all the work that they do as far as all of the monitoring in these key basins, all the groundwater models that have been developed. And one of the things that we've seen is also once we develop a model, there's a fair amount of ongoing costs. And so that's all reflected kind of in these expenditures here. So 2025, that's a mixture, and that's showing the highest year. And that's a combination, and staff did the best they could. It's looking at what's been spent and also what's been budgeted. And so that's why that one's a little higher. The thing I'll point out from the previous years is normally our budgets were above that 10 million because of funds that were carried over. You'll notice the actual expenditures were much less than that. When we come up with that budget, we're fairly conservative. I honestly, staff and our partners have done a good job as far as coming in under budget on a lot of our projects, or at least on budget. And so that's why this one's a little high. Honestly, it's probably going to come in under that, but potentially that's what could be spent. Now we go into the projection years. And this, I somewhat shrug, cringe. I don't know what the right term is. There's a lot of variability that we attempt to capture to give what is a reasonable cost looking forward. And honestly, this is a fairly conservative look. So for your cloud seeding, what you're looking at here is just operations of the collaborative program. And so you see that's fairly flat line, a slight increase. We know some of the bigger expenses are going to increase about 5% per year. At the end, it kind of jumps up because we know there's some capital costs that's, you know, going to happen about 5 years out. So that's reflected in, you know, in this projection. Again, I want to point out it's a projection. You can see how much it varies in the actual expenditures where this is kind of flatline. Recharge, you'll notice that's pretty significantly less than what you see the variation in the actual expenditures. Basically, what we did there is we just looked at, okay, what is our average cost over the past 5 years? And that's what we put in here. One of the big things is that, one, this does not include capital costs. So that's partly the difference of the projection compared to the expenditures. So moving forward, we're looking at taking the capital costs for any recharge capacity expansion out of the water management account. And Bridge Clark can correct me on this, but if I remember in the water management account, there's, I believe, $40 million is kind of set aside for recharge infrastructure. And I'm looking over, and she's giving me a little squinty face, and I apologize. I can't remember if it's $20 million or $40 million. But it gives you an idea of that's where those expenditures are going to come from, and they're not reflected in these secondary fund projection. The other thing that's probably a little too conservative looking at this is I took the average conveyance cost over the last 5 years, which that ended up, if I remember correctly, being around, oh, I'm not even going to say now because I can't remember if it was 200,000 or was it 2 million. But so it's a fairly low sum, especially when you look at the past 5 years, most of those were pretty dry and kind of minimum cost. Looking towards the future, the things that was really hard to take into account is what kind of years we're going to get. If we get wetter years, we can see that conveyance cost going up. Staff is working on a new conveyance fee structure, and we're going to be presenting ideas to you. I'm hoping we can come up with a plan where we could look at a relatively constant of somewhere around 3.5 million. But so that would be basically $1 million increase from what you're seeing in this graph. The other thing that's really hard to assess at this point in time is with the new conveyance capacity that we have, also our water monitoring cost is going to go up, especially for water quality. I did my best to kind of account for that, but that's going to add some more variability in this. The long and short of it is, honestly, from what you're seeing here, this was probably the low range. It could go up $1 to $2 million on any given year. Looking at the groundwater monitoring, modeling, and other section, this was hydrology's best guess of projects they know that are coming in. And I also incorporated the average cost of those other expenditures in the past 5 years. So, you know, money you spent on settlement agreements or specific studies in different basins, whether that be Lewiston or Lost Valley, that's kind of a best guess. You don't see that changing much. The one thing from just a practical expense I would caution on, from my experience of being with the Planning and Projects Bureau, there's always things every year that come up that we never expected. So the point of all of this is to show that basically every year, we have approximately $10 million coming into this account from appropriations from the legislature. And you can see from this graph, from a very conservative look, that we're looking at bumping up against that $10 million just below it, where even in 2030, we actually go above that a little bit. And so the long and short of it, I just want to point out that even with this, this is a conservative look at this, and we're getting really, really close of hitting that $10 million mark, if not exceeding that, just with pretty reasonable projections of moving forward. So I know that's a lot of information. I would stand for any questions. There's nothing that you have to do about this. This is just for your informational purposes to kind of give you a better idea of how you can plan for the future. I would stand for any questions.
Okay, committee members, are there any questions?
This is Mark. I have a question or a comment.
Go ahead, Mark.
Wes, and I assume all these figures were based on the current quad seeding activity. and not increasing it in any other basin. Is that correct?
That is correct, Mr. Gibbs.
So as we continue to try to grow the program, the $10 million budget we have is going to be probably inadequate, and we need to keep suggesting to our friends in the legislature that we need an increased funding source or a more stable funding source for cloud seeding going forward. Is that a correct assumption?
I'm going to shift that over to Brian.
Yeah, Madam Chair, Mr. Gibbs, that probably is a fair statement. The projections you see here include just the status quo for cloud seeding as well as the status quo for aquifer recharge in the ESBA. And we have the potential for both of those programs to expand here in the near term. So any expansion for one or both of those, you know, is likely to push us over that $10 million number or $10 million limit that this fund gets on an annual basis.
Madam Chairman, if I may, one additional question. My text message was quacking, pardon me. But does this account for the increased recharge effort that we need to commit to the going to 350,000 annually based on the new settlement agreement that was just put in place?
Madam Chair, Mr. Gibbs, it does not.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Jeff. Just
go ahead, Jeff.
Just to follow up on Mark's comments, I think we've really, I appreciate the conservative approach by staff, but I think we know we have things in the works with regard to expanding the cloud seeding program. I mean, we're working on how to implement that in the Bear Basin right now. I think using a five-year average to establish what our best estimate for recharge costs are going to be probably hasn't factored in the expanded recharge capacity that we've built out in the last 2 years. I really think that we are in a situation starting now based on our 25 budget, FY 2025, that we do not have enough funding to maintain our programs. And so I think it's incumbent upon us to, Member Gibbs said, to reach out to legislators and help educate them and help them understand that if we want to have a good, robust water management plan, not only for Southern Idaho, but for other parts of the state, that we're going to need some additional funding to allow that to occur.
Yes, I think that is definitely our marching orders to talk to our legislators. But can you remind me, Wes, I think you've mentioned this, but in fiscal year 2025, does that include the reserve that we had for recharge payments if it were a really wet year?
It does not. So what we're looking at here is just expenditures. So yes, there is approximately, well, so not only what's in reserve, obviously we'd be getting $10 million along, and those expenditures don't always come up to that $10 million. But every year, except for that reserve fund for recharge, that's incorporated back into your budget. And so that's why in the short term, we have a little playroom, but I think what the committee members have mentioned here that yes, this is a very conservative look, and like I said, costs looking forward, even conservatively, we're definitely going to be bumping up above that $10 million. And because this is a very biased opinion, and I will own that up front, I think the board and staff have done a very good job of, you know, using these funds wisely and efficiently. And this is a shameless plug, but I'm going to put in while I have the chance. With both the recharge program and the cloud seeding program, if you look at the cost per acre foot, given the best data that we have, this appears to be really good use of the money. And given the issues that are out there, it's going to be a little short.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Dean. I just want to comment on that same thing. You know, when we have a big water year, we're going to spend probably, those are the years we're going to spend more money on cloud seeding and recharge. And so, you know, when those big years come along, our demands are going to be pretty high on the on those funds.
Yes, that is true. In addition to the, hopefully, the additional capacity that we end up putting online for recharge and cloud seeding. Yes. So if you were going to make a suggestion on how much money we're going to need in the secondary aquifer fund going forward, knowing that we get about $10 million a year now, what would that be?
Oh, all the staff's looking at me to answer that question.
Madam Chairman, this is Jeff. I would say more. Yeah.
I would defer to the chairman.
All right. Definitely more. Okay.
About 25% more on an annual basis.
Okay. As an ex-legislator, is that a sellable argument?
I've been making it to everybody I talk to. So.
Excellent. All right. Any more information on the second? Are any other board members have any comments about our secondary aquifer fund budget status? Brian Olmsted?
Madam Chair, I'm good.
Okay. All right. So back to the agenda. The next item on the agenda is other items. Does anyone have any other items?
I'm good, Madam Chair.
Okay. Brian Patton, do you have any other items?
I do not, Madam Chair. By way of logistics, we will, when you're ready, adjourn the Finance Committee and then re-adjourn the special board meeting immediately thereafter. You will have to switch Zoom links. Jennifer sent out two Zoom links, one for the finance meeting and one for the special board meeting. So you'll have to close this one out and call back in on the other Zoom link that she sent out on Friday evening.
Okay. So I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
We're adjourned.
Okay, so logistically, Mr. Patton, we'll rejoin via the other Zoom link in about 5 minutes or less.
5 minutes or less, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you.